آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
آسٹریلیا دنیا کے ان چند دیشوں میں سے ہے جہاں ستھائی نواسی کے طور پر مائگریٹ کیا جا سکتا ہے، لیکن کیا واقعی لوگ آسٹریلیا مائگریٹ کرنا چاہتے ہیں؟ حال ہی میں آیا ایک سروے بتاتا ہے کہ بھارت کے لوگ آسٹریلیا میں بسنے کو لے کر سب سے زیادہ اتسک ہیں۔ یہ ادھیان سڈنی یونیورسٹی میں پبلک پالیسی اینڈ پولیٹیکل سائنس کی ایسوسیٹ پروفیسر اینا باؤشر نے کیا ہے۔ اس ادھیان میں انہوں نے ایلیسا چوئے کی مدد لی ہے جو میون ڈیٹا نامک ایک سنستھا کی سنستھاپک ہیں۔ میون ڈیٹا آرٹیفیشل انٹیلیجنس کے ذریعے ڈیٹا انالیسز کرتی ہے اور یہ سروے بھی آرٹیفیشل انٹیلیجنس کے انالیسز پر آدھارت ہے۔ سروے میں پتا یہ چلا کہ بھارت کو چھوڑ کر باقی دیشوں کے لوگوں کی آسٹریلیا میں اتنی دلچسپی نہیں ہے۔ پروفیسر باؤشر کہتی ہیں
Indians outside Australia are highly engaged over migration to Australia and in a very active way. They are mainly interested in coming.
اس نتیجے پر پہنچنے کے لیے پروفیسر باؤشر نے آسٹریلیا میں بولی جانے والی وبھن بھاشاؤں کے لوگوں کی انٹرنیٹ ایکٹیویٹیز کا وشلیشن کیا ہے۔
So the most commonly spoken languages in Australia among our migrants, English, Chinese, Indian English, so that's English media used in India, Arabic, Global Spanish, and Global Vietnamese, so Spanish and Vietnamese spoken outside of Australia. And aside from those speaking English in India, where there was a high level of interest in coming to Australia and quite nuanced interest as well, other language speakers were less engaged than we might expect. Spanish speakers, for instance, focused on the US, and Chinese speakers had lower levels of engagement than one might imagine.
اس وشلیشن میں مدد کی ہے ایلیسا چوئے نے۔ وہ سمجھاتی ہیں کہ سروے کیسے ہوا اور پھر اے آئی نے اس کا انالیسز کیسے کیا۔
So we used a proven method using big data and AI to accurately measure market sentiment through emotions, because we know that emotions drive behavior and strong emotions change behavior. And when we analyzed these topics around migration, we sourced all the content in the open internet, which includes websites, blogs, and social media. And through AI, we analyzed how people engaged with this content online in the privacy of their own homes. So the internet is our market sample. It's the comprehensive sample from which we do accurate measures of how people feel about any issue. And most importantly, we get to understand why they feel that way.
لیکن کیا artificial intelligence اور internet سے اٹھائے گئے data پر بھروسہ کیا جا سکتا ہے؟
Yes, that's a very common question we always get. Well, we know that when we are discussing certain types of issues like politics or religion or racism, people may not feel comfortable telling the truth in public, whether they ask a question or whether they post anything online. So when you have a survey, poll or focus group, these methods get biased opinions. Just take a look at the Trump election. Nobody thought that he had as much support. All the polls said that it was going to be a Biden landslide. Now, we all know that that did not happen, right? So when we apply AI on the open internet, we don't need to ask anyone a question. And people are free to read, share, engage, comment or post on content online about whatever they want, and nobody needs to know. Now, we analyze this behavior online. We analyze how content is engaged with by people. And it's through these measures that we can then get an accurate, unbiased read of how people really feel.
Professor Baushar کہتی ہیں کہ بھارت کے لوگ آسٹریلیا آنا تو چاہتے ہیں، پر ان کی کچھ چنتائیں بھی ہیں۔
But they have concerns over migration intake, COVID recovery, opportunities within the migration program, the global talent visa is an area of interest. And I think a key story, part of the story here, is they are concerned about treatment of Indian migrants in Australia, both historically and during COVID.
اور ریسزم یعنی نسلواد ایک ایسا مدعا ہے جس پر بھارت میں انگریزی بولنے والے لوگ اور آسٹریلیا میں رہنے والے لوگ دونوں ہی چنتت ہیں۔
So finding is that Australians are concerned about racism in Australia and they deeply dislike it. And there are also views of racism outside of Australia, particularly among English-speaking Indians in India. There is a very negative sentiment towards racism in Australia. The dominant themes are fear and anger towards racism. It's a timeless issue and there is this intense negative feeling around it among almost all English-speaking Indians who engage on this topic. It's rare to see such a singly negative emotional position on a topic. So I think that's a really important finding that we haven't actually, this is you're actually the first person I've spoken to about this aspect.
इस अध्ययन में पता चला कि चीन के लोग ऑस्ट्रेलिया को लेकर थोड़ी सी दिलचस्पी तो रखते हैं, पर उनकी चिंताओं में दोनों देशों के बीच राजनीतिक संबंध शामिल होते हैं। और इस सर्वे से सीख क्या मिलती है? प्रोफेसर बाउशर बताती हैं।
Well, I think with migration, it's clear that Indians are interested in migrating to Australia, and so it's very important that the government can market Australia well to Indians and make it an attractive destination, particularly because of what we're finding about China, which is there is less interest in Australia than one would anticipate. Indians are our main source of skilled migrants and international students after China. So I think dealing with the racism question is going to be very important in terms of marketing Australia as a tolerant country, addressing questions of racism head on, also getting other institutions outside of government involved, the education system, the media. And I think part of that, it seems, is actually getting majority Anglo-Celtic Australia to understand these topics more. Because what struck me as a migration researcher is there's a very nuanced and sophisticated understanding of these topics and engagement among English-speaking Indians in India. Where the problem lies is maybe less understanding and knowledge and appreciation of the severity of these issues within Australia. So I think Australians need to understand how poorly we're coming across in this regard in order to shift the perception outside of Australia.
ऐसे ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं वहाँ हम हैं।